From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is defending his health care overhaul bill as a cost saver in the long run, contradicting the Congressional Budget Office's report this week that the plan will actually spur higher costs.
The same folks who controlled the White House and Congress for the past 8 years as we ran up record deficits will argue, believe it or not, that health reform will lead to record deficits. That's simply not true.
But Republicans and some conservative Democrats argue the plan, estimated to cost about $1 trillion over 10 years, is too costly to rush through by the end of July, as the White House wants. Delivering the GOP weekly address, Senator John Kyle of Arizona says there are less costly Republican alternatives the president should seriously consider. The state budget crunch is expected to be central in the National Governors Association meeting in Mississippi this weekend. Details from NPR's Debbie Elliott.
Budget crises are so bad in some states that only about half of the nation's governors are expected to attend the gathering on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Even the chairman of the National Governors Association, Democrat Edward Rendell of Pennsylvania, won't be there, nor will California Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger. The economy, health care, energy, and transportation are on the agenda. On Sunday, Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano will address the group. Other notable governors not expected to be in Biloxi for the meeting include Republican Sarah Palin of Alaska, Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, and South Carolina's Mark Sanford. Aides say he is on a private trip with his wife. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
A U.S. fighter jet crashed today in central Afghanistan, killing the two crew members. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has this from Kabul.
Afghan authorities say the Air Force F-15E Strike Eagle crashed in a desert region of Ghazni province. It was the first U.S. fighter jet to crash in Afghanistan in years. The U.S. military, in a statement, said the crash was not due to hostile fire. Taliban fighters are able to shoot down helicopters, but lack the weapons to attack aircraft flying at high altitudes. The statement added that a board of officers will convene to determine the cause. Meanwhile, in neighboring Zabul province, a suicide driver blew up his vehicle packed with explosives next to an Afghan army convoy. Afghan officials say three Afghan soldiers were killed and three more were wounded. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Colleagues and admirers are paying tribute today to Walter Cronkite. The former CBS anchor died last night after a long illness. He was 92 years old. As an anchor, Cronkite led viewers through pivotal moments in U.S. history. They included the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1960s. This is NPR. A Catholic diocese in Connecticut is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court to keep documents related to clergy sex abuse cases out of the public eye. Anna Sale reports from WNPR in Hartford.
The Bridgeport Diocese wants to block the release of more than 12,000 pages of documents from 23 sex abuse lawsuits. The cases were settled in 2001. Since then, several newspapers, including the Hartford Courant and the New York Times, have petitioned in court for access to the records. The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled last month that the documents were public record and should be unsealed. Monday was to be the deadline for the Bridgeport Diocese, but it announced plans to take the matter to the U.S. Supreme Court. It asked the Connecticut Supreme Court to put off the records release in the meantime. John Albano, lawyer for the New York Times, says that litigation has already dragged on for 7 years, and the paper will challenge any further delays. For NPR News, I'm Anna Sale in Hartford.
Four more banks have shut down in the wake of the ongoing financial crisis in the U.S. The two biggest were in California. Combined, they had more than $3 billion in assets and more than $3 billion in deposits as of late March. So far this year, eight banks in California have shut down. The two smaller banks regulators shut down yesterday were in Georgia and South Dakota. The world's oldest man has died. Henry Allingham was 113 years old when he passed away early today in the St. Dunstan's care home in southern England. Pope Benedict XVI has to keep a cast on for a month. The right-handed pontiff broke his right wrist when he fell Friday while on vacation. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.